I'm going to stay here in an attitude of prayer. Pray together here. Part of knowing God is loving what the Lord loves. And part of knowing God is hating what the Lord hates. And the Lord loves the world. He gave his only begotten Son. He loves the world that he would give everything, even himself. And how will he not now also along with him freely give us all things? And the Lord hates the shedding of innocent blood. And so we too love the world. And we too hate the shedding of innocent blood. And so we rejoiced together here a couple of weeks ago, June 24th, overturning of Roe versus Wade. We praise the Lord for his mercy to us. And I saw a headline in my mind I want to share with you as we think about the reality of what we're living in now. And the Spirit showed me a headline. It said 175 school shootings every day. And an average of 20 kids die in each classroom in every school shooting. Can you imagine? 175. Or to break that down, that would be around 3 in Kansas, or 3.5. Every day, school shootings. Can you imagine? 20 kids. And what if there was a law that was passed that we knew was not the end all, but it actually helped reduce those school shootings to 90? And we went from 175 a day in the United States to 90. That would be cause for rejoicing. It would not be enough, but that would be cause for rejoicing. And let me tell you, that is the reality. It's just the children that die in the womb, 3,500 a day, cannot cry out. They cannot speak, but the Lord hears them. And their blood will be avenged. The reality of what we're living in is demonic to its core. And we don't need to mince words about this. We love the world. That's why we love the Pregnancy Family Resource Center. We love these ladies that are in the midst of these hard decisions. We love these families. And we love these babies. And we hate the shedding of innocent blood. There's a vote coming up on August 2nd called Value Them Both. I want to encourage you all to turn out to that. That is Roe versus Wade for Kansas. I don't need to go into all the details to tell you, but suffice it to say, there's great warfare. I sent Dina a picture of an email that was sent out from the Trust Women abortion campaign to their donors. Part of it was cut off on the right-hand side. If you go to the next part down there, Dina. And by their own estimation, they estimate that there will be a 1,300% increase in abortions in Kansas if Roe versus Wade is overturned. Because of the fact that Kansas, like California, will become an abortion destination. 1,300% and some, I can't remember what that was, is their estimation for the increase in abortions in Kansas. These are dismemberment abortions. These are terrible, terrible things. So as we've done in the past, I want to stay in an attitude of prayer now. And we just want to beseech the Lord that he would grant us favor in Kansas, that he would set us free. We know laws don't change human hearts. We've said it ad nauseum. Only the Lord does that. But we see these little victories in the natural from the breakthrough in the spiritual that we've had. And so I just want to ask, if you can, take a knee with me. Let's bow down. Let's just seek the Lord. Let's just ask him again for an ending of abortion in our day, specifically in the state of Kansas. Bloody Kansas, it's called, in the Civil War. And Bloody Kansas is called now.
Father, we just come to you and we ask you that our state would glorify you in our decisions at the poll. We ask you that our state would glorify you, and the church especially would glorify you, that we are going to value them both. We are going to come alongside the broken, the ones that want to give up. They want to cover mistakes with darkness and erase mistakes as if they can get rid of their sin by killing babies. And so, Lord, Father, we're just asking you instead that the church would come alongside and we would be strong and loving broken women and men who are ready to end a life because they don't feel ready or they don't know how they'll afford it or they're covering their mistakes. And so, Father, we're just asking you to make the church strong in love. That we would walk, you would fill your church. You would fill your church with women who say, I was about to, but I was loved deeply. And now I know Jesus and I love him deeply. And my child is going to love him deeply. And so we're asking you for a great move of love in your church. And we ask you, God, that Kansas would not be a destination for this. In fact, we would be a destination that people would hear and say, if you want to keep your baby, go to Kansas because they will care for you. They will love you. And so we're asking you that we would rise, Father, to the occasion and we would value both. We ask you for this and we're going to need great strength in the days ahead. And so form us in love and fill us with grace in Christ's name.